Hey, this is Brian Friedman with NOLAV.com and WWNO Radio. Today we're continuing our discussion of Storyville, Madams and Music. Last time we talked to Pamela Arsenault about the Madams part of the exhibit, specifically the Blue Books. Today we're going to be talking to Eric Seifert about the music aspect. Welcome, Eric.
Hi, thanks a lot, Brian. Very happy to be here.
So I guess, first of all, tell us what kind of music was being played at the brothels and saloons of Storyville.
So we like to talk about Storyville as an entertainment district. So you had sex for sale, but you also had a lot of music, probably the place in the city where there was more music on any given night than anywhere else, and also a lot of dancing. So you had different types of music in different places in the district. Along Basin Street, especially the first few blocks into the district between Custom House, what is now Iberville and Bienville, where you had these really big, elaborate, expensive brothels. Typically there you would have piano players, referred to as professors, in those buildings playing either by themselves or sometimes there might be a small string ensemble.
And how did that how were piano players called professors?
They were kind of the highest level of your musician in the period, especially in that area. These guys, men and women, were typically able to read music, and they were typically very well versed in all of the popular music of the period. So this is a time before radio, right? Right at the beginnings of recorded sound. So there's not a lot of options to hear your favorite song other than to have someone play it on the piano, right? So these professors would be there to play for dancing, to play in some of the other rooms throughout the brothels where people might be gathering and having drinks and chatting. And people were spending a lot of money in these places. So you wanted the music to be on demand and you wanted it to be good.
So, Eric, tell us about the role of Storyville in the either creation or evolution of jazz.
Yeah, that's one of the topics we really kind of look at in the exhibition. Nowhere do you get as much music and as many opportunities for musicians to play as in Storyville. And so what happens, too, as a part of that is there's opportunity for the musicians to work regularly and to experiment. And because they're playing so often, they can try out different things and they can push each other. You know, they might be playing at bars across the street. We hear about this happening all the time in the oral histories and the records where this guy was playing his horn and across the street his rival was, and they go back and forth. And one of the musicians we talk about a little bit is Buddy Bolden. He is an uptowner, meaning he's an African-American, not an Afro-Creole, descendant of plantation immigrants, recent arrivals to the city. And he's playing and using techniques that are part of that musical tradition, such as syncopation, improvisation, and blue notes, right? He does play at the Funky Butt Hall, which is right in the middle of this, what we call Uptown Storyville or Black Storyville. It's struck from the original ordinance, but it operates quasi-legally, meaning the authorities mostly ignored what was going on there as this vice district. And so Buddy Bolden plays there quite a bit. So he's a name I think people are familiar with. And in that same neighborhood is where Louis Armstrong grows up. He moves into the neighborhood when he's about 6 years old to live with his mom and his sister. And he's always trying to listen to music as much as he can. He can't go in the clubs, but he can sit outside. And, you know, this is before air conditioning. A lot of them have open windows and doors. He can hear things. There are lots of these different kind of saloons and honky-tonks where a lot of the piano players would go to. And we know guys like Tony Jackson and Jelly Roll Morton would go there and play till noon the next day. Yeah, that's one of the places where I think a lot of this development of jazz is taking place, is when you get musicians one-on-one trying to prove they're better than the other guy.
Well, Eric, I want to thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been wonderful getting to talk to you and invite everyone to come in and check out the exhibition.
Storyville, Madams and Music, runs through December 9th at the historic New Orleans Collection Williams Research Center, 410 Charter Street. For NolaVie.com and WWNO Radio, this is Brian Friedman signing off.
Thought I heard Buddy Bolden say, you nasty but you dirty, take it out.